only in Madhuban we can meet from all over. Otherwise, you know, one has to go. So it is like the platform or the aerodrome where many planes come from all sides. So we are so lucky and pleased to meet our unlimited divine family here. Baba used to say, topic does not matter, whatever may be the topic. Your stay should be top class, because topic limits the scope of your talk. So, first of all, I feel very happy because Baba says that apart from Baba, family is very important. And you can get lot of strength from each other. We all get strength even by our presence in the family. You know, during Christmas days, there used to be custom, I don't know whether these days they follow, that all relatives, far and near ones, they used to collect on the day of Christmas, join together, celebrate, enjoy, etc. At least once a year. So this is once a kalpa. So therefore it is more precious. Now, knowledge, so far as knowledge is concerned, Baba is giving us, all of us, every day. And we have plenty of knowledge in our intellect. The gems of knowledge or the treasure of knowledge is there. I only want to say that this knowledge is imperishable. Other knowledge is, one learns, say I was a PhD in my last birth. If I take a rebirth, I will have to start from grade 1 school again. It is another thing, I may not feel difficulty in my school, may not run away. But still, because everything is perishable, the body itself perishes. But this knowledge is imperishable. Today also, in Murli Baba said, if someone, it's a wonder to Baba, wonder of wonders, that after recognizing Baba and doing all the other things, if someone takes a long journey, takes a round, runs away, the knowledge is imperishable. The soul will not feel comfortable in the other atmosphere. Again and again, the conscience will tell, this is not right, because knowledge has entered the soul. So sooner or later, after settling, let us say, karmic account, or as per drama, the soul will come back. But only time will be lost. That is number one. Number two, knowledge has not much meaning. This is a childhood saying, a ton of theory is less than an ounce of practice. So, real knowledge is what we have started practicing, got into our sanskars. That is number two. Say, how to put so much of knowledge that we are getting every day into practice. A person may have a very high electricity connection in his house, say 200 kV or something. Now the connection is there, but how much actual utility of that connection is depends upon how much that person uses. So also, we have to increase our power of digestion for making knowledge our own. Once I was in London, early morning Dadi Janaki called me and said, "What is your churning today?" I said, "Dadi Janaki ji, I don't churn." "Said, you don't churn?" "Said, yes, I don't churn." "So, because she is so senior, you must say something different." "So," he said, "you don't churn?" I said, "Dadi, if buttermilk is there, you churn it to get butter. But if you are getting butter straight away, what should I churn? Should I churn the butter?" So Dadi Janaki was very happy. I said, "I am only trying to increase my digestion so that I can eat more and more of butter." So same way, actually, in the world also you find people may be kings, they may be sitting on mountains of gold, they may have everything in the world, but the capacity to enjoy that, to be able to use that, is limited. Something comes in the way. Say a person is a millionaire, but becomes diabetic. Now a diabetic person cannot take sweets. So much sweets are offered in Madhuban. Many double foreigners say, no. They say butter, no. Because doctors these days advise like that. I am surprised, in the golden age, so much butter. And Krishna is supposed to be stealing butter even. Huh? So, how we reconcile these two things? But today, I have seen a mountain of butter in the dairy farm in the Mehsana. There is a big dairy farm. Once we had a round, a big half of this room was filled with butter before packing. So I was so happy to see. But if your digestive power is not good, either for butter or for sugar, what happens? You have to decline. A millionaire is there. His driver stops at some shop and starts eating. You know what is rasgulla or gulab jamun? He starts gulping those. The millionaire is sitting. He can buy the whole shop, but the poor soul, doctor has advised, only boiled vegetables, no salt, no sugar. So, having the thing and not being able to use is more miserable than not using at all, not having at all. So at that point of time, who is more lucky, the driver or that millionaire? So similarly, butter. So some people say, oh, they have got heart problem or something. So it is offered, but they cannot accept. In the same way, in many parties, somebody takes a plate and offers to all the people. And some people accept, others for their own reasons or limitations, they decline. No, it's all right. So Baba also offers to us very strong, powerful food or prayer. Now you should have the capacity to get it. Otherwise, Baba says, meethe, meethe, every day. We are also repeating even Baba's statement every day. Sometimes I am surprised. What Baba says to us, we should not repeat. What we say to Baba, we should repeat. But like schoolboys, 1 is 1, 2 is 2, we say, Baba's saying to us also, we are repeating every day, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar. It's good. But meethe meethe means what? Sweet. And if you have spiritual diabetes, what will happen? This is the, what will happen? Same thing, that Baba says meethe meethe, but we are not having any sweetness. Or if somebody had fever, typhoid, and just recovered, the mouth is bitter, and Baba says meethe meethe, what happens? Similarly, you see, prayers are all right. A old man gets, in India, you know, there is ghee, you know, buttermilk ghee. No, that is butter oil. So, we used to get from our villages, our ancestors, lot of ghee every month or so. So old man gets ghee. He cannot take it, because if he takes, he will die. So therefore, this is the problem. So what he has to do? He has to take a matchstick, put on the end of matchstick some ghee and put on his roti. That's all. So therefore, still better, some people just put the roti on the ghee box only, so that it is more durable, more long-lasting. So therefore, idea is that prayers are all right. I have been given topping, attaining or acquiring all the treasures. Very good. But whatever Baba is giving us, plenty. But how much we are able to retain? That is the thing. So I think we have to increase our retention power. Some method should be found out. Similarly, powers. That's another prayer of the Sangam Yuga. That's a special prayer of the Sangam Yuga, powers. Because there are no powers in the Golden Age. We are powerless. Not that way, but you don't require the powers in Golden Age at all. Will you require tolerance? Will you require power to face? You will require power to cooperate? No. Already people are cooperating. So none of the powers is usable in the Golden Age. Then what is to be used? Now there is something called power, and then there is fruit of power. Say I study law. While I am studying law, I am acquiring power of law. But when I get a degree of law, whether it is a smaller degree or a bigger degree, then it finishes. Then that whatever I have acquired is converted into fruit. Then I may do law practice or do anything with that. Similarly, all the powers are converted into qualities. In the Golden Age, we have qualities. That is the fruit of powers. But not the powers as such. Neither you can enhance those powers, nor you possess those powers. Perhaps there is one power which is a quality also. I would like to ask you if you can think of all the powers and also think of all the qualities and think which is that one which is in both the places, now also and Golden Age also. Discrimination. Yes. In Golden Age, I think perhaps there is no discrimination. Otherwise, I will think he is the king and I am the subject. So I will feel low. That's not there. Contentment. It is. Are we all fully contented in Sangam? No. So there it is, of course, there. So it is. It has to be at both places. Cooperation. Till our sanskaras tally fully, I don't think we are 100% cooperating. That is one problem or question in the Brahmin family. Baba wants us to be totally cooperative. It is love. Love. You see, love is both a power as well as a quality. That is why it is said, God is love. God is ocean of love. There are only two titles used for God. One is truth, other is love. God is ocean of truth. Of course, God is ocean of every good thing. But specially they say, God is truth, God is love, so much so that they reverse it also. They say, love is God and truth is God. For no other quality or power they will say like that. So love is such a thing which is very powerful. And actually, there was last Murli, Avyakt Murli on love only. So, love is both a power and a quality. So, that also we must know so that we can accumulate and use it as a power. Now, Baba says, all powers, all qualities, full knowledge, and everything full, you know, full happiness, F-U-L-L. So therefore, and finally Baba says, as much as possible of blessings. Achha. So, how can we get blessings? From whom can we get blessings? What are the sources of blessings? Outside also. Blessings are always, first of all, from parents, by virtue of relationship. All parents, wherever they are, even limited worldly parents, they will wish well of their children. Even if the child commits something wrong, mistake, parents always are full of blessings for them, good wishes for them. But that is by our right as of relationship. But other blessings have to be earned. We must do something beyond just getting thanks from someone. If you do something little to someone, he will say, thank you, thanks. If sister gives me her chair, I will say, thank you. That's all right. But something which is beyond thanks and which can be earned by just giving to the being what that being requires, what is called punya. There are two types of charity, as Baba has said. One is what you have in excess you give, isn't it? We are going in train, the Madhuban people pack lot of food for us, so something becomes excess. So what we do? We offer to the BKs. But if somebody, they give us less food, we will like to share it quietly till when they are sleeping. Otherwise we have to share our own, isn't it? So like that, you know, so this is called giving excess. Someone has excess money, just as someone has excess weight, even doctor will say, shed some of your weight, jettison something extra. So it is not charity as such. But if Baba has said someone wants a glass of water and you offer jewelry, gems to that person, if glass full of gems, the person will not be happy. He will perhaps throw that glass on me. Okay? So like that, this is earning blessings. At the proper time, it's a very subtle thing. Because many jnanis, because of their sanskaras, they sometimes leave out certain situations where blessings could be earned. But we just say, we use our jnan wrongly and say, some BK is sick. I know I should go and see that soul. But I do. It is his own karma. Why should I miss my murli and go to that person? I am doing something very important. So, I am missing the blessing of that person. So, Dadi Janki, I have seen, Dadi Janki takes very much care of earning blessings. Very much care. Because Baba has also said, the more stock we have of blessings, we will get a vote. In the Kaljuga democracies, you get a vote physically. That person votes and puts in the box, I want so and so as my prime minister. But here, the vote comes, it's not a voice vote even. It's a conscience vote. All will say, without any sort of difference, that yes, these dadis we respect. Nobody will feel jealousy for them. When dadis meet Baba, we don't feel that I should be there and meeting like that. They are meeting on our behalf. They have so set their stage, even if they get a bouquet or offer a bouquet, they will show to all and then give. If they do some service, they will say, I am only instrument. They will narrate it in such a way, there is no ego, feeling of I. So therefore, all will say, yes, yes, they are doing on our behalf. If some other soul will do, perhaps you will have a feeling, this person is just trying to say, I have done this, I have done this, I have done this. So like that, blessings is a very, very important subject. We can check it by our relationships, lightness in relationships. Are we feeling difficulty in talking to someone? Because if we have difficulty in talking to human souls, what about our conversation with Sri Baba? We will feel most difficult because Baba only a clear petrol, clean and clear, you know, intellect and mind, that is the rocket on which goes. Love is the petrol. Where does our mind go? You start doing meditation. Instead of reaching Venus, sometimes one reaches Saturn. Why? Why? Because the love wherever the love is, sometimes, you know, when there is fireworks, certain things are supposed to go up and they go sideways, try to burn your clothes, because something is wrong. Similarly, the mind also does that. So, it has to be very, and it cannot be done for once, it cannot be done suddenly. There is no cut and dry formula for that. It is has to be a long lifestyle, a long lasting love, lot of surrender. The object, what is my ultimate object, clarity of that, all those things. But this is there. So these are our tires. Now, I think that there are two pickpockets or robbers. Even if we are given lot of treasure, they snatch it, take it away from us. Sometimes we know it, we are helpless. Sometimes we do not even know, it is stolen. And number one is ego. You see, ego. Now, ego is a very, 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 very subtle thing. Some people say they have no ego. Even not ego, there is an ego of not having ego also. You see, it is such a subtle thing. So, and some people say, I don't want praise. Even this statement, I don't want any praise. It shows the word praise is being used somehow. So like that, it's a very, very subtle thing. And this ego finally goes when this body goes. That is why Baba says that when you become complete, you can't be in this Kaljugi body. Why? Now, on this side of the our sitting, brothers are sitting. Here sisters are sitting. If we were souls, some brothers will be sitting here, some sisters will be sitting there. Why is it that naturally we take seats on the sister's side and brother's side? Why? Is it not ego? Is it not body consciousness of a very, very, very subtle type? It has to, we call it maryada or whatever, decorum or all that. But what is in it? Isn't it? So therefore, that is why I said, I just want to explain that, that's why Baba says, so long as this body is there, there will be ego. There may be a subtle race going on between number one and number two even today. So, because it's a race, but apparently 99.9% the sanskaras will be there because our objective is the same. Until everything converges into one point, there will be some distance between the two, isn't it? And the nearer they go to the point of convergence, the distance will be less. It may not be even visible. But it is there. Say, when you are driving on a super highway or something, supposing you miss an exit, what happens? Or supposing you want to change lane, if you are a little away from the point of turning, you can change the lane. Later on, everything becomes so congested that you can't, even if you want, you can't change the lane. Similarly, what is happening? That earlier, Jnana and world, there was lot of difference. There was not much attraction in the world. And Jnana was very attractive. This is what happens to all beginners. There is called beginner's luck, isn't it? Even in gambling. Huh? So, gambler's luck. So, we immediately feel the difference. Oh, yes, this is Jnana. Very good. This is Maya. But Maya also knows. Sometimes there is a retreat, tactical retreat in armies also. They withdraw to regroup and again attack, isn't it? So Maya also makes a tactical retreat. Oh yes, we are Maya free, isn't it? But even this thought, Maya is very much smiling, knows, yes, let them become complacent and then we will attack. I had gone to Russia, so they had done a drama. How some invaders had come and the Russian army was less on Moscow. And what they did, they decided to let them rule. And after some time, a few days, they attacked. Otherwise, if they had confronted, they would have lost. That was the idea of the drama. So similarly, what Maya is doing, now it is becoming more attractive. You see, number one. So, it is becoming harder and harder for people in the Maya to come to Jnana. Number one. Number two, it is becoming easier and easier for people in Jnana to be attracted towards Maya. Why? Because, why? Because Maya is, you will find that every soul in Kaljuga especially had certain handicaps or certain sorts of things, deprivations, certain type of things not available to them. So we were thinking Jnana will compensate for that. But now Maya makes those things easily available. So the old samskara emerges and says, oh, I never got this in my whole of my life, why not? Again I will come back to Jnana. So Maya pulls you. So therefore it is very clever. Never, we should never think our enemy to be weak. There is an Indian story of a sadhu. He did lot of penance and all that, and one day he felt he was all by himself. Now I am Maya free. Maya cannot touch me. Nothing. He was practicing all by himself. And then he declared to people, now I am Maya free. Now, after an hour or so, four boys and a girl came, and the girl said, yes, this is he. He had left me. Huh? The boys were her brothers. They caught hold of him, brought him home. And actually, she thought he was the husband, her husband who had left her and become a sadhu. She was looking for many years. So first of all, they said, you are her husband. He declined. Then they put him in a locked room. And they said, okay, we will see. Because the girl was very affirmative. He is my husband. I have recognized him. Now, for one or two days, there was resistance. He became hungry. And then the same girl offered him food through the window. Please eat something, you will die. He took, slowly, he started living as her husband and had so many children also. So, the idea is, this Maya to declare that I am Maya free. In our case, this problem is not there because as soon as we become Maya free, we leave the body. Isn't it? Achha. So, till we leave the body, we should not declare we are Maya free. Because there is little time, like a ripened fruit hanging from a twig, and the twig becomes dry. And for some time, till the wind blows, pulls it down. So, little jivan karmati tavastha can be here. But otherwise, Baba has told us. Now, ego. This ego, we may do lot of service, even acquire lot of jnana. We are explaining that jnana, people are appreciating that jnana, very good, and all that. But, if we get ego of that, subtle ego, I can give good speech, I can give good class, whatever. And some people say, yes, you did wonders. Then what will happen? Ego enters. Ego does not press a call bell to enter. Anger also does not take your permission to enter. They are free entry, multiple entry visa. They can come in, go out any number of times. Perhaps a diplomatic visa they have got. So therefore, now these things, what they do? Next time, another speaker, good speaker of Baba, also, two are there. Now, because the ego has entered, this speaker will think, I am a good speaker, but I spoke all by myself. Now there are two of us. My speech should be better than that person's speech. In some cases, they want to speak first of the two, so that, like that. Other cases, they want to speak second of the two, so they can do better, and so on. But the ego is there. So, the entire program that is going on, once Brother Neville had written that earlier when he was a journalist, he used to think of the subject and all that and what is to be put, lot of tension. Here he found the dadis come without any notes and they start speaking. And he was so happy. It's a fact. Because here you have so much ocean, you have just to give a few drops to someone, you need not prepare. But if ego enters and you become competitive instead of that, then what to speak of treasure of knowledge, any treasure, your qualities. Shambhan said, this soul is very cooperative. Okay. There is a whole story of the Kauravas in the Mahabharata. All the Kauravas had one good quality, which was by which they were known. For example, there was Karan. He had the quality of giving charity. So finally, somebody asked, the very his life saving thing as a charity he gave and he died. So like that, you know, there is story. Weaknesses don't kill Brahmins, because they are very much conscious of their weaknesses. But it is the qualities that kill Brahmins. I mean kill or injure or as the case may be. Because they become proud of that. And then they ignore other subjects. The thing is, you have to have a balance. So they ignore other subjects. Humility, you know, this soul is so humble. It will become so humble, so humble, so humble, that humility will become the handicap. And all the qualities are, you know, opposite. They have got their opposites. Power to face, power to tolerate. Power to be introvert, power to be jovial, and so on. So if you have don't have that balance, then what will happen? You will be known by that speciality. For example, when I suppose start talking, I am introduced that he will, sometimes they say he will please make you happy. He will give you some jokes and like that. So I sometimes feel, really, because I have become patented, like, you know, actors in the films, he is a villain and he is so and so, trademarked. So actually it is not a quality, it's a handicap. Because then you are only known by that, you are not known all round. So therefore one has to suppress the qualities, never be proud of the qualities, because the qualities can easily become handicapped. Say, someone is a good singer, no doubt. Everyone appreciates the song. But if there is a big gathering in any country and Dadi is coming, now the thought of that soul will be, my song should be rendered before Dadi, isn't it? Even if you tell that soul, please, all have collected, Dadi is little late, you sing, no, I would like to sing in presence of Dadi. Just as some people like to give money only in the hands of Dadi. I don't know why, but there is some tendency. Acha. So, this that thought has come. So the person will tell the coordinator, please, let me sing in front of Dadi. Now, Dadi has a busy schedule. They will say, okay, we will see. We will definitely try to give you a chance. Now, that soul will come in the new dress, everything, and sit there with the song, and waiting all the time, when they will call me. Whatever Dadi is saying will enter here, go out of that ear. Nothing will be kept in the retained. Because the thought is stuck, my song should be held. Now, if that song is held, at least that soul will be light, although gained nothing. But if sometimes, suppose it is not held, then what will be the stage of that soul? Oh. And worse than that, if someone else's song is held, who cannot sing better than that, then what will happen? So therefore, these qualities, if only we use as instrument, and in India there is a saying, do something good, put in the river. So if we don't do that, then we are not having Jivan Mukti. So Baba says, ultimately, your treasures should give you Jivan Mukti, isn't it? If your treasures give you slavery, as many people in the world, in the history, they have been specialists in many things, but they became slave of that only. So therefore, somebody has a beautiful body, somebody has a healthy thing, many things, some has good brain. So a swimmer always dies of drowning, you know. Once they say, there was a shopkeeper's son traveling and going by a boat. So there was a long span of the river. He asked the boatman, how did your father die? He said he was rowing the boat for 10 years, suddenly there was a storm. The boat capsized and he died. He said, how your grandfather died? He said, similar thing he said. He was rowing the boat for 15 years. Then one day there was a big storm and the fellow fell and died. He said, silly fellow, your father and grandfather die of that and still you are rowing the boat. So he said, okay, you tell me, what are you doing? He said, I'm a shopkeeper. He said, how your father died? He said, he was sitting on the shop one day. He had something and cholera and he went home and died. How did your grandfather die? He said, also he was sitting on the shop. Then once something happened, he said, silly fellow, your father and grandfather die sitting on the shop. Still you are sitting on the shop only. So it is like that. So therefore, the idea of this is that if you go very deep, unless we get Jivan Mukti, of course our end target is Jivan Mukti. But how to have that Jivan Mukti? That Jivan Mukti comes if we have Jivan Mukti in every action. What I mean is, just as a taxi cab you hire, you want that person to make the meter zero. He will show you, it is now zero, I am starting. In India especially you have to see. Achha, then, nobody wants the other person's load on him. Now, if you go to a petrol pump, same thing. Now, if we can make our meter zero before every action, and after the action also it becomes zero, then it is alright. Then the action is performed. You may accumulate a treasure and still you may not be a slave to that. Otherwise, there is every chance that the load of the previous one will be carried. Just as in one of the Murlis many years ago, Baba said, cash transactions and credit transactions. If you have a cash transaction, you don't have to keep an account. But if you have a credit transaction, then you have to keep an account, so much spent, so much due, and so on and so forth. So this Jivan Mukti in every action, that it does, even my speciality, my quality does not make me a slave. Somebody says, this is yoga time. I will say, no, I am doing global cooperation project. I have to do this, whatever. So therefore, I have seen many times that we become slave to our qualities. So for this, it is very important that each and every action will become, make it neutral action. How is it possible? It is only possible if we dedicate it to Shri Baba, if we surrender to Shri Baba. Why dedicate? Even beforehand, we know that it is being, Baba is giving me the opportunity. I am so grateful to Baba. And it is Baba's action, just as in the law they say, actions of the agent are actions of the principal. There is a law. Huh? Say, I am working for someone. He asked me to recover his money from someone. He says, I can't pay today. I go and report to my boss. He has said, come tomorrow. Finish. I am free, whether it is recovered or not. Similarly, Baba has said, if we can't do even action after action, as you can't think, they say, think before you speak, look before you leap, but it is not possible that before you start speaking, you start thinking, unless you are getting translation, isn't it? So, there was a Chinese premier. He was to speak in the UN. He spoke in the Chinese. They said, why you know English? He said, when the man is translating, I think what I have to speak next. So like that you can do, but you have to pause then. Or you have to be a stammerer, isn't it? Then you can do. Otherwise, you can't do it. Baba says, if you can't do it action after action, at least at the end of the day. Many Murlis Baba has said, at the end of the day, render the account to me. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. You are only acting on Baba's behalf. You did your best. Baba knows his children. Baba does not expect more from the children than they can do. You see, sometimes we start thinking Baba expects the best from us. Can a father be so merciless or cruel as to ask a small kid to bring a bucket of water? No. In Indian villages we have seen that the wells are far away, so the children go, the eldest one carries a big two pitchers, Then the medium one carries one pitcher. Even the young child wants to go. So they give him just a small glass. You also go and bring. The person enjoys. The child enjoys. Similarly, Baba doesn't expect. No school or college will expect a 6th standard student to appear for 10th standard exam. So it is our own wishful thinking. And we keep make a distance from Baba. Because we start thinking Baba expects more from us than we do. And we forget that in many Murlis, Baba says, whatever happened as per drama, so far so good. And it will be better next further. Never Baba has said bad, nor Baba has said a loss, nor Baba has made his face different. Always good and better. Why? Because it is the gift of time. Sangam Yuga. Not our effort. It is the gift of time. That Baba is with us. It is the gift of time that the season is there for new crop to grow. When there is season for new crop to grow, even if you throw a seed incidentally, it will grow. If there is no season for the crop to grow, then say wheat crop has gone and now rice crop has come or maize, then you can't grow it. The soil may be the same, the tiller may be the same, everything. Similarly, the same. Now we can remember Baba. If we, in copper age, we try to remember. Sometime Baba says, remember Amrit Vela. We say, what does it Amrit Vela matter? It's a word. Sometime it is Amrit Vela, somewhere it is night. So I will remember Baba at night instead of Amrit Vela. We are mistaking. Because many medicines, doctors even say, take early in the morning, empty stomach. Because it's a physical thing, we say, yes, we take care. When Baba says, take my pill in the Amrit Vela, we say, no, no, it's all right. So this is forgetting the time factor. Actually, time factor is such that even the animals, birds, flora, fauna, everything, stones, everything will change in the golden age. Because the time is such. So if those can change, even the agyanis get liberation or freedom. Those who come to the class late or half-minded, whatever, will they not get Jivan Mukti? They will definitely, because time is set. But, not remembering the three aspects of time, we think of the immediate moment. Say you are going from Abu to Abu road. The whole road is hilly. So sometime your car will be looking like going up, although you are going down. And somebody takes a still photo shot of that and shows you, were you going down or were you going up? Say it can be produced in a court also. Here is the proof. So you are going up. But what is the fact? You are going down. Say George Bush finds Bin Laden. He will say, I have succeeded. I have succeeded. But is it a success or it's going down? Because the drama says it is going down. Same thing if you are coming up from Abu Road and sometime the bus or car is like this. And somebody takes a still shot, he will say, oh, you were going down. But what is the fact? Ultimately, you cannot go down because you have got into a bus which is going up. Similarly, when we have become Sangam Yogi, there is no question of our going down. It is another thing, our bus may be slow or fast. It's another thing, number-wise. But still, at least we should have this confidence. That when Baba has taken charge to transform the world, and we are doing even little bit, we are definitely going to be transformed. Where is the scope for our thing? So, drama says, earlier elementary knowledge is, when we come in Gyan, dark is dark, light is light, wrong is wrong, right is right, truth is truth, falsehood is falsehood. Okay, this is elementary gyan. This is what we call discrimination. We get the power of discrimination. What is higher gyan? You sit with Baba and you find right is right, wrong is also right. You see, this is drama, isn't it? Once I conducted a class in a peace village, the subject was right is right, wrong is also right. For 1 week they were narrating this because they were so happy. Actually, it is just only a matter of drama. What does drama teach us? Is there anything wrong as per drama? No. because you think this person is doing wrong. Say, I become old, aged. Is it wrong to be aged? Can I avoid being aged? All of us try not to get aged, but we do get. It's a part of the lifespan. So you can't remain young all the life. So therefore, how can we say something which is deviant from the normal is wrong? And then, what happens to wrong? Ultimately, when wrong reaches its extreme, it has to change. Perhaps it has not reached its extreme point. Even Gita says, when there is extreme of irreligiousness, then only I come. Even a little less, it won't happen. Similarly, every person doing wrong gets load and load and more load and more load, still that person collapses. Many times you will find criminals surrendering to the police station voluntarily. They are not able to find, they say, I couldn't bear it. Just, I did it. Please, catch me. Because they feel so much burden. So all the evil, the bad people, we call them bad, actually they are in the process of transformation. World is also, even all atom bombs are ready, still destruction is not taking place. Because that crucial point has not been reached. Baba also smiles. Baba knows how many animals are being butchered, how many human beings are being tortured, how many ladies' respect and honor is being taken away, how many people are being... Baba knows. Baba smiles. And Baba tells us, don't you hear their voices, you also take mercy on them. Baba is hearing more all the time. But Baba doesn't lose the smile, because Baba is as per drama, knows this is so far so, it has to be like that. If Baba had thought in the beginning, it is now 60 years, that only few souls have come, some Sindhis only have come, and how I can become world transformer, no, something wrong happened, he would have left. No, he knew. Similarly, we have to be very perfect, very strong, that yes, it will happen, because we can see. So, in short, if we look at the four, symbols in the hand of Vishnu, because we are supposed to become Vishnu. Those who are brothers, they should not think they are brothers, they are Vishnu. There are hands of Lakshmi also. Some brothers have to cook. They say, how can we cook? We don't know. We say, bring out your Lakshmi hands and cook, isn't it? So, one brother told me in the Kumar class that, shall I be making my loaves whole of my life? I said, no, sometimes you can cook rice also. Because variety is there. But basically, there are four symbols. One is, this conch. So, to retain our treasure of knowledge and to increase our treasure, we must use this. Otherwise, many things get useless by disuse. They get spoiled or they become useless after some time. Normally they say if a road is not used, it gets spoiled sooner than the road that is used. Head also, if you keep it idle, I am keeping it preserved for some good day. So therefore, we must remember that to become Vishnu, we must blow it more and more. In bhakti, they blow it before the statues, as if they will hear. But here, it's Gyan. Number two, this. Discuss. So, if we remember all the three aspects of time, Baba has many murli said, pass. If you are able to think it will pass, even then you are pass. So like that, nothing will remain. It didn't remain last kalpa. Any problem, it is not going to remain like that. And in the cyclic fashion, new era, day is dawning, it can't be evening after night, it has to be day. So therefore, so simple. So if you keep on moving this, remembering, then the problem will melt away. As Baba says, it will become cotton. Achha, then, this, for a paper tiger, you require a big thing to show, you are a tiger and here I have got this mace, like that. And then, detachment, lotus-like life. A lotus the water level goes up, lotus also goes up, and it never gets affected by water. So waterproof. So we have to be what you call, there is something called super glue and there is something called non-stick. So we have not to be super glued to the world, we have to be non-stick, that's all. So remain in the world. Some souls think, oh, it is so difficult to get into the problem, better keep aside. That will not give us the proper training. Say, I want to become a good shooter, and I bring a clay pigeon and start practicing. And after 6 months, I will become a great shot. But supposing I am sent to the army, and the other side is not clay pigeons, before I press, they will kill me. So you have to be in the practical situation, isn't it? So some souls think that to withdraw is more comfortable. Just as someone's foot is stuck with a big thorn, he doesn't want it to be taken away. There is some pain involved. He said, let it remain, please. So he doesn't know that if it is removed, once our comfort will be forever. Even today, Dadi was saying, better to die than half dead or anticipating death. Once you die, you know you die from this world. So we say, we all say we have taken a new birth, we have taken birth from Brahma Baba's mouth and all that. Still we go back into the old body and start thinking of our old sanskara. Past is past. Old was good at that time. But why recall it? Only human beings have this handicap. We think we have got the thinking faculty. Our greatest handicap is the thinking faculty. Some people think they are intellectuals. You will find intellectuals only talk over a teacup. They never are able to die for their country. So, it's like a storm in a teacup. This intellect, Dadi today said manmat. I mean, think of this particular intellect, rusted, iron-aged intellect has brought us down. How can we test godly Srimat on the touchstone, the stone of this intellect? This godly knowledge is good if it tallies with my intellect. Godly knowledge is difficult if it doesn't tally with my intellect. I start interpreting it in a different way. Baba says, oh yes, it will. The thing is, we are relying on our intellect. So this intellect, we have to surrender. Because if your computer is good, there is a supreme disk placed there of some program. And we put a virus of our own floppy into that. Ego, greed. Greed is number two. Greed is a very subtle thing. Even small thing can be show our greed. There was a sadhu. He had left the whole world, left his house. He was only carrying sort of a utensil to take water. He used to take food also in that. So somebody snagged that. And sadhu murdered that person. Because that was the only possession he had got. That was attachment to that. So it's only not big or small thing. They say theft of a little thing is a theft. Our sanskars can be tested by small thing. Royalty or not royalty. Whether we are slave or master. Small thing. Just as you pick up one rice piece from the whole boiling, cooking rice utensil, you can test. The whole lot will be like that only. So similarly, we have to check our sanskars. So idea is to be master, not slave. Even not that, to be only instrument and to be just surrendering, thinking that every action of ours is neutral. It is freedom in life. Then we will total up that, and then wherever we don't find freedom in life, we should check. So that way, I think we can retain the treasures that Baba is giving us. Om Shanti.